talk some tech. Adelaide tech guy Richard Pascoe on the line. Hello, Richard.
Good evening, Matthew. Apologies for not being in the studio tonight. An emergency one with a laptop for a business client for tomorrow, but I will be back in there next week.
All right. No, thank I don't mind emergencies. They're good excuses, and you're doing something for someone, so that's excellent.
That's it.
Yeah, exactly. And you'd be still celebrating last Friday, I'm sure?
Yes, Matthew, I'm quite pleased. I wasn't actually going to bring it up, but not a problem at all. So looking forward, we've got a week off now, back to the Adelaide Oval. It's a great result for Port Adelaide, it really is.
Absolutely. Sorry, turn my back on you for a sec, throwing away my tea bag, but that's all right. No, it is. It's absolutely fantastic. So good luck to them moving forward. Let's talk about cyber spying. And I got an email the other day, I think yesterday, from Katrina, if I remember rightly, saying, well, you know, you should have a look at this and sign the petition against it. And I opened the attachment, and it was to do with the legislation. I forget what it's called now, but it is about cyber spying, essentially.
It is.
I don't mind this. It's trying to keep out hackers and all the rest, isn't it?
There's one thing I don't like about it, and we'll get to it. So
okay.
It's the Surveillance Legislation Amendment Bill.
Yeah.
So it gives the Australian Federal Police and the Australian Criminal Intelligence Commission three new powers when it comes to tackling online crime. And we want to tackle online crime. I understand that. The first change is the one that I probably have an issue with. It's called a data disruption power that aims to prevent continuation of criminal activity by participants. But what it does, it gives the Australian Federal Police the power to modify, delete, copy or edit data as they see fit.
Mm. Okay.
So, you know, if we took that to the extreme, it could be used to target anyone from political activists, somebody who actually loaded music off the internet. Because why do we need to go along and modify or edit data as they see fit? Is it to set somebody up? That part does bother me.
But they kind of do set people up when it comes to crimes of pedophilia, don't they? Where they, you know, they're a set up to try and catch them out, and good on them for doing it. I don't mind that at all.
Exactly right. But when we talk to edit data, we could be talking about putting in, you know, we go and say, let's put photos in there.
Mm.
You know, that's the issue that I have, you know, with that sort of thing when they go along and say that. And political activists, you know, if we start editing what they, you know, what they've said instead of probably the real thing, that worries me for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Second power I really don't get is a network activity warrant that allows the two Australian Federal Police and the other one to monitor the web activity of devices or networks, which should be done as well, so they can monitor any network or device that's used or likely to be used by the person or persons in question. And lastly, they can actually take control of an online account to gain further information for investigation.
Mm.
Most of it's fine. But as I said before, editing data or modifying data that they've already got, I don't understand that one at all. And
okay.
I would like probably some more explanation of it.
This is an extension of what the former Attorney General George Brandis wanted in examining metadata. I still don't know what metadata is, but this is what started the ball rolling, isn't it?
It did, and it's progressively gone on from that. We go back to the George Brandis age, you know, time when he was in, you know, he talked about the envelope. You know, we know when somebody's logged on. We don't know what they've done, but we know where that information's gone on there as well. And they monitored everything, or they do monitor everything, except universities and coffee shops.
Oh, really?
You know, and I've never understood that because, you know, around the world, Matthew, I'm sure, if memory serves me correctly, we might have had some terrorists come out of universities or maybe been to a coffee shop in their time.
Well, uni students love coffee shops. I mean, that goes with, you know, studying 101, doesn't it?
And I'm not saying there's any terrorists in Adelaide.
No.
At the uni. So if a uni person listening to me, no, I'm not saying that. But, you know, if you took it to the extreme, it puzzled me. It really did at the time.
All right. So actually just got an email from Simon on a not that topic, something completely different. He needs your advice. He says, I've just got a new phone, a Samsung Galaxy S21 Plus.
Yes.
I didn't receive a 240 volt plug with the device, so I'm unable to charge it. Telstra says I have to buy one. Samsung say I have to buy one. Is it just me Or is this a bloody rip-off? You don't buy a new car, then have to go buy a battery to use it. I know I'm being petty, but it really has me very angry. Thanks, Simon.
Understand all that. You can actually thank the European Union for this.
Really?
They put influence on Apple and the other smartphone makers to say, you know what, we've got enough chargers around the world now. You don't need to keep putting them into everybody's phone when they get one.
Mm.
So, you know, Apple, they don't come with Apple. And, you know, if I turn around, I've got a drawer here behind me. I've got I've got five chargers still sitting in the drawer and everything's all charged up. So, you know, it's I understand where he's coming from. But it's all about using the last charger that you had. And, yeah, apologies, Simon, but yeah, you're going to have to buy one, mate.
Wow. And well, I hope they don't change the end of it again. You know how Apple did that with the iPhone? I think 4 was the last one that had that wider plug.
Yep.
And then
yep.
they've narrowed it down to the one we have now. And, gee, if they change that again, I've got so many cables now. The current plug. Yep. I can't think of the nightmare of trying to get new cables.
But can I just say, I would like to see all devices, laptops, phones, tablets, all go to USB-C.
Okay.
That would mean there is, I mean, you know, I just flew around my desk tonight and I've got three devices on USB-C, then I've got, you know, like the iPhone and everything sitting there on a different one. If it was one charger, imagine just going away and you only have to take one charger with you.
Yeah, 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 that's true. That's good, isn't it? So which one's the C? Is that what the iPhone uses?
No, that's not. That's the lightning cable. Yeah, I know that. Sorry. All the new laptops that come out from Apple have got the USB-C charger in there because it transmits everything as well. So it charges, but also does audio and video as well out of that one plug.
Okay.
Which is good, but, you know, it's one charger.
Oh. Sorry, you there?
Sorry. One charger would be great for everything.
Yeah, yeah, it would. Richard, we've got Father Joan on the line talking about chargers, and I can hear me coming back on that line, so I don't know what's going on there. Hello, Father Joan.
Hello, Matthew, and hello, Richard.
Hi, Joan.
I had an Apple charger. You know, I only do the right thing. And when I was out the other day, I came home to find none of the PowerPoints weren't working, and I traced it back to the charger, which I've left on, I might say, in the bedroom. And sure enough, there was a little, it was rather burnt out around where the US cable goes in. And I pulled it out, obviously. Now, it was an Apple charger. Is that because it was too old or, like...
I would say, Joan, it's probably the cable.
Okay, so how do you know if the cable's too old?
Was it a genuine cable?
What's a genuine cable?
The one that came with the phone or you bought it from the Apple store.
No, I have infinite numbers of cables.
So most of the time when these sort of things happen, it's from a cheap charger or a cheap cable on there as well. You know, if the cable's slightly frayed or something on there and we're putting, you know, current through it, that's where those sort of things can happen. So that's why I encourage people, don't buy the $2 cable or the $2 charger.
Okay, it came with another device, but the cable looks perfect, but I get what you're saying. I've just been using good chargers, so maybe I should chuck out all the non-Apple cables. Is that what you're saying?
I would be doing that, but I'd also go along, Joan, and I would take that charger into Apple and just see what they say. They'll give you another charger.
What did they say, Joan? Sorry?
They told me I had to send it and phone the Apple people and send it to wherever. They weren't really interested. I showed them the photograph and they said, oh, that's bad.
I would go to the thing about sending it away, Joan. I really would.
Okay.
Send it away.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Father Joan. There we are. Just before we go to a break, Richard, search is valuable to Google, and apparently some eye-watering numbers out of this.
So Apple and Google have a monetary agreement that ensures Google's position as the default search engine on Apple's devices. So you can change that if you want to, but 99.9% of people search on Google out there as well.
Mm.
Google's payment to Apple to maintain that this year could actually reach $15 billion.
Wow. Wow, to keep Google as the search engine.
To keep Google as the number one. And that's up from $10 billion last year. And they're estimating that in 2022, that could actually approach $18 to $20 billion. Why so much? Google, we've got to remember, is an advertising company. So, you know, every time you click on a Google ad, they make money out of it. So many people advertise on Google. But one of the reasons they pay so much money to make sure they're the default search engine is that Yahoo and Microsoft has always been interested in having a deal with Apple to overthrow Google. But because they put so much money in doing it, they've outbidded them every year.
Mm.
But it's an amazing amount of money, isn't it?
It is. And Apple are getting it really for nothing, essentially.
Exactly right.
Not doing any work.
Right, that chicken away.
Yeah, it's crazy. Got a quick text message for you that says, I have an email address with IINet, but my internet is with Optus. Incoming email comes through IINet. Outgoing goes through Optus, but all my emails keep getting marked as spam at receiver's end. IINet say it's Optus. Optus say it's IINet. Any ideas? Did the emails I send are not marked as spam? Thanks.
I would be blaming it comes in from IINet and out through Optus. Is that right?
That's incoming comes through IINet, out goes through Optus. Yep.
Yep. It's Optus. It's Optus. So, yeah.
All right. Get on to Optus and sort that one out. Good luck.
5AA Nights with Matthew Pantelis.
On the line, Richard Pascoe, Adelaide tech guy, taking your calls, your texts, your emails, everything else. So let's talk about four ways, a desktop computer beats a laptop, Richard.
A lot of people still think that, I get people who go along, they want to buy laptops all the time. But they buy a laptop and it sits in the same place at home and it never, ever moves. Mm. So, you know, I always say, but why don't you actually buy a desktop? They say, well, nobody buys them. A lot of people do buy them. Got to let you know, it's not that, you know, a lot of people like the desktop computers. I spoke to a parent the other day who's got a couple of kids that they're just going to get their first computer. So they're buying a desktop computer that's going to sit in the middle of the house.
Yeah.
So not a laptop.
Everyone can see it.
Everyone can see it. Yeah. They're not going to take it to their room. It's a really great idea as well. So, go on.
I was going to say, I think if you're not buying a Mac, then you probably would go the laptop, wouldn't you? Because like the Mac, it's all enclosed as opposed to any other computer that's got the silly box, you know?
Oh, no, you can get all-in-one.
Oh, really?
As well. HP makes some lovely all-in-ones,
okay.
I can say now, as well. And, you know, it looks... I'd say nearly as good as a Mac,
okay.
You know, on there as well. So I think the new iMacs that are out at the moment are absolutely magnificent. I'm waiting for the 32-inch one to come out because I think the screen on the new one's just a bit too small at 24.
Really?
As well. But they're wonderful, wonderful computers. But the HP all-in-ones are really, really good. Better than what, on the Windows side, better than what they used to be, let's say, 4 or 5 years ago. They were generally terrible.
Mm.
But nowadays, really good. But, you know, one of the things is you can get the screen that you want, you know, as well, because, you know, a lot of people like a big screen sitting on their desk with good resolution on there as well. The smaller the laptop, in some cases on the Windows side, you really compromise that screen quality.
Oh, right.
Desktops have got better connectivity as well. So the average laptop has, you know, at the moment, about 2 full-size USB ports. The average tower has 7 USB ports, HDMI connectors, Ethernet ports as well for wired internet access, and SD card slots as well.
Mm.
So, you know, a lot more connectivity if you're into videos or, you know, movies on there, editing movies. And believe it or not, Matthew, most of the modern desktops now are actually quieter than a laptop.
Really? Wow.
Yes. So the loud calling fans that you get sometimes in laptops when you open up 10 tabs, sometimes it can start to roar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, desktops will just do it very, very easily on there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you look at, you know, we talked about the iMac before, but you can get things like the Mac Mini. Intel makes some small ones as well that can just sit underneath the monitor all in one. Becomes a great use of space. You know, don't discount the desktop computer.
All right. That's good to know. Text message on texting. Hi, I'm having an issue sending text messages to a friend. When I initiate the message, it goes to her husband's phone for some weird reason. When she sends a message to me, I receive it. When I reply, she receives it, but never when I initiate. Why are my messages going to him? I've deleted her contact and re-entered it. She has done the same. My number was in her husband's phone, but he has removed it since the problem started. Very annoying and could be very suspicious in the wrong circumstances.
Exactly. I was nearly going to go there as well, Matthew. I'd lay money on they've both got Apple iPhones on there as well.
Yeah.
If they go into FaceTime and look at the settings in there, it shows on about the, how you can send and receive from the numbers or the email address on there as well. And I think they've got ticks in the wrong spots. That's
okay.
All.
All right.
So if they're listening, go into your FaceTime settings and just change those settings in there, and I think you'll find you'll be fine.
All right, that's good. Hey, I've got one for you. My mum, on her iPhone, her email account just suddenly doesn't work from the middle of last month. Just hasn't had any emails come in. I've sent messages to it and nothing. So I've taken it off the phone, opened a new account for her, a new email account, and nothing. The phone refuses to recognise it. Says the parameters or something aren't right.
What? Don't give away your mum's.
No.
Who's she with?
The email account, the email provider. So one was with AOL and the new one's with Outlook. And still doesn't recognise either.
Yep. So when you're setting it up, in there, you don't put any settings in. You say it's an Outlook account.
Yeah.
And then it should just work.
Yeah, no. So you go, that's right. So you go to the selection. You know how it's got AOL and Yahoo and whatever and Outlook. Yeah, hit Outlook, nothing. Won't recognise it. The account or something is not, I forget the wording, what it says. This can't be verified, something like that.
Yep. So what you need to do is you need to Google Microsoft account.
Yeah.
Sign into there with the, help your mum sign into there.
Yeah.
And then they'll say, unfortunately, we need some more security information.
Okay.
As well.
See,
and once
I've gone into it on the website, and it seems fine. So.
So you can get right in there and turn on two-factor authentication.
Yeah, right. All right, I'll try that too. It's an older phone, so I wonder if that's got something to do with it.
It shouldn't make any difference.
No, I wouldn't have thought. Talking of phone being older, a brand new one coming out, of course, the next iPhone, maybe the 13. We still don't know, do we?
No, we don't. We don't. It's the 13 or the 12S.
Okay. LEO satellite communications. Now, what does that mean?
Believe it or not, the new iPhone may be able to make calls and texts without having phone coverage, the traditional phone coverage. So it looks like they're going to be able to use low Earth orbit, that's LEO, satellite communication, to make calls and text messages in areas without 4G or 5G coverage.
Wow.
Which for emergencies, I think, is going to be absolutely great because they're pumping up so many of these satellites into the air, into the sky now. It might not be turned on day one, but you know what? If you were in telecommunications in Australia, you should be really fearful about this.
Yeah, right. Okay. Gee, that's interesting. Another texter. G'day, fellas. Is there a cheaper alternative to my OB? Tired of paying for upgrades I don't need. Bob.
Did that say MYOB?
MYOB.
Yep, I would go with Xero, X-E-R-O. I think that's probably that. I've seen so many people swap over to it. I've been on Xero for a few years now, so that's the accounting platform that I use. Probably saved me 90% of my time spending reconciling my books and sending invoices out that I used to spend on the others.
Yeah, okay. There we go. X-E-R-O. Matthew says a portless iPhone will come soon.
Can't see it for a long time yet.
Really? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we like it. We like our ports at the moment.
We do, actually, don't we?
We do.
Tim Cook, he's reached a milestone. He's up for long service leave.
He's been 10 years into the job, so it's 10 years since Steve Jobs passed away. But he took over from Steve Jobs on August 24th, 2011, 2 months before Steve Jobs passed away. He's done quite well, Matthew, in that time.
For himself or the company?
Well, for both. I'll get to that in a second. It's more than 1 billion people now use Apple devices around the world.
Wow.
The Apple's market capitalization has grown around 600% to nearly $2.5 trillion. Its annual revenue has more than doubled. And Tim Cook is actually going to get, as a reward for it, for a 10-year deal that he signed, $750 million as a bonus.
Goodness me. A bonus.
A bonus. And, you know, Tim Cook used to be in charge of inventory.
Wow.
When he came to Apple. And because a lot of tech companies make things and say, you know, we need to be a month out from being able to make things like that. He got their inventory down to literally 2 days. So, you know, if they needed 10,000 iPhones, it will be here in 2 days' time.
Right. Okay.
Which really streamlined the company. So, but a $750 million payout's amazing.
I know. Lucky to get a free pizza here. Let alone all that.
Yeah, good evening to the bosses.
Yeah, exactly. Shirley at Campbelltown. Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Matthew. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Shirley.
A question for you, please. I can text anybody I like any time. I just don't know why I can't text 5AA at night. Matthew, have you blocked me?
Well, not that I know.
Come on, Matthew. I'm sure Shirley was on that list.
Richard saw it. No, what have I done, Richard? Something in settings where I've not wanted banners or something, or what have I done?
Who's your telco?
I'm with Telstra, and I've also got the Apple 11, and I'm not having great experience with it. I know others with 11, and I'm ready to send it back in for them. I'm going to pop my SIM back in my old phone and send it in and let them give it a good brush over there.
Come on, Shirley, it's not that bad. I would speak to Telstra, Shirley, because I think that because if you text 5AA, it does cost you money, and I think that's where, you know, it might have been stopped at their end.
Would they do that?
They've done it for lots of people. So
I'm on a plan where I can talk for hours any place in the world and that sort of thing. I only pay $30 for it. So wouldn't they let me text 5AA?
Do you use it much?
I use it if I want to ring internationally, absolutely. Yeah, but and I've got it there for that reason.
There are people out there who can't, let's say, text in for the cash cow segment on Sunrise as well.
No, I don't text in for those. I'm not going for competitions. I just want to comment at night sometimes, others do.
Yeah, but it does cost people to go along and text it in on that number.
Oh, does it? Okay. So
I think I'd stand corrected on that.
Okay, well, that's good that you've got a plan you can ring overseas, but it protects you for those other small things. So, okay, I'm happy with that. I've got an answer.
Yeah.
Have you heard much word on the 11, Richard? Have you had any feedback or comments?
The 11's fine.
Fine, no problem. Okay.
I had an 11 2 years ago.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I've had it for about a year, but it's been driving me nuts for
really?
A year and some deals. Yeah. Mm. So, anyway.
In which way? What way?
I think it's a user thing, Richard, without taking up too much time.
All right.
I think as they upgrade, that I'm losing my capacity to keep up my brain speed to pick up with all the little, you know, changes, idiosyncrasies and things. You get familiar with, I had the 6 for years. And
big difference between the 6 and when you get to the 11. A lot of times it's when the apps upgrade as well that's where people start to, you know, I used to like the app when it used to do this a couple of years ago, but the apps all changed now.
Yeah, well, I don't play with apps. I don't play with games. I research and YouTube and you know, all of that stuff. The other thing is, if I'm looking to replace my iPad, which is also Apple, would I perhaps look at maybe going for a lesser one or the most update one?
I think we'll see new iPads out with the iPhone as well. That's the rumour. So, I would always get an iPad. Apple are light years in front of, let's say, the Android tablets as well. I've got an Android tablet sitting on my desk at the moment that I've been playing with for a while. It's terrible.
So,
right,
yes.
Is it?
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Hey, Shirley, just curious, yes. Is your ID visible on your phone? Does it come up? If you were to ring someone, does it show no caller ID?
Actually, I'm pretty sure it will come up for you. But
okay.
I want to know how you can put it as no ID. That's something I'd like to do. Yeah.
That's in settings, but yeah.
It's in settings,
yeah. That's an interesting thing because personally, I'm avoiding no ID to avoid the scammers and the Bitcoin and all
doesn't,
the BS.
Doesn't work, Shirley.
Well, it has to some extent, but equally no. A heap of these offers that are coming through, I'm just delete. All I do is when I pick up the phone is delete,
yeah.
and get to where I want to go and that's it.
Yep.
Yeah, so anyway. But yeah, like you say, nothing, you can't catch up with it. You'll never keep up with it now. That's the thing. So yeah.
Yep. Good luck, Shirley. Thank you. Scammers are unreal, aren't they? I got a call the other day from Sweden. I really wanted to answer Richard in case it was ABBA, but yeah, I don't think it was.
I got one from South Korea today.
Did you?
As well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering, Samsung was bringing me to complain that something got said over the years. So, yeah.
An Apple Watch has saved a man's life. How did that happen?
He's still on the floor, and this poor bloke has actually been in the news before because... He had an accident and fell over and didn't move, and then the phone actually dialed emergency services for him, which is what it's about on there as well. So, you know, if you do fall over, you have an Apple Watch, you don't move, they will contact emergency services.
Mm.
This time the poor bloke had a fainting spell, hit his head on the floor, started to bleed as well, but wasn't able to move. But what he did was, he was able to talk to his watch to dictate a message to his wife who could call 911.
Wow.
So, you know, it's always a good thing to remember, actually, and we're looking forward to, we should see a new Apple Watch as well when the iPhone 12S or 13 comes out as well.
Okay. Instagram will soon require a date of birth. What for?
I reckon it's a great idea. It's to keep the younger users a bit safe on there as well. So it's going to require everybody to put their birthday in. They're going to keep asking you as well. And if you don't go along and give your birthday, they'll stop you using it.
Really? But
everyone's
going to go 1-1-2000, aren't they?
They reckon they've worked it out. And remember, Facebook and Instagram are the same company there as well. So they reckon they've worked it out to go along and what you've liked and what you do on there, they're over to tell how old you actually are.
Really? That's appalling, to be honest.
Yeah, I know. It's a bit creepy, isn't it, Matthew?
It is. So, yeah. Yeah, it's horrible. And just finally, kids and teens in China banned from playing online video games for more than 3 hours a week. Mine would be lost.
And so would a lot of kids out there as well. They really would. So, you know, it's to protect China's physical and mental health for the kids out there as well. Good on you, China.
For the impending takeover.
Exactly right. Kids and teens under 18 years old will only be allowed to play 3 hours a week, only between the hours of 8 and 9 on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and a public holiday. That's
Goodness.
It.
Goodness
no
me.
More. And you know what? I reckon they'd be monitored very, very heavily on there as well.
Yeah, for sure. Unreal. All right, Richard, thank you for all that. We'll chat again next Tuesday night. Look forward to hearing you with Pilco tomorrow. And if anyone wants to find you, where can they do that?
Head over to adelaidetechguide.com.au.
Thank you, Richard. Have a good night.
Thanks, Matthew.